Hey everyone, Avery Hott here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this wild thing called life, one stoic principle at a time. Ever feel like you're just spinning your wheels? Like no matter how hard you try, stress and negativity seem to have a constant grip on you? Well, my friend, you are not alone. But what if I told you there's a powerful tool within you that can help build an inner fortress of resilience and strength? It's called self-reflection, and trust me, it's more than just staring into the abyss, though sometimes that might be necessary. Today, we're diving deep into the world of stoicism and uncovering how taking a mindful look inward can actually change your outer reality. Think of it like this. Self-reflection is like hitting the reset button on your emotional autopilot. It helps you understand your triggers, identify those negative thought patterns that drag you down, and ultimately, gain control over your reactions instead of letting them control you. Here's the thing about stoicism, it's not about being emotionless robots, although sometimes that would be nice, right? It's about understanding our emotions, acknowledging them without judgment, and choosing how we respond to them. It's about finding that inner peace even amidst the chaos of daily life. And self-reflection is the key to unlocking that potential. So, what exactly does cultivating inner strength through self-reflection look like? First off, it's about becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings. This isn't about analyzing every single thought that crosses your mind, trust me, there are way too many. Instead, focus on the recurring patterns, the ones that leave you feeling drained or stressed. You know, those little voices in your head that constantly whisper, "I'm not good enough," or "I can't handle this." Notice them without judgment, like an observer watching a movie unfold. Next up is asking yourself some tough but crucial questions. What are my values? What truly matters to me? What kind of life do I want to live? And how am I currently living in alignment with those goals? These questions might feel uncomfortable at first, but that's okay. It's through discomfort that we grow. Then comes the part where you take action. Now that you've identified your values and your goals, it's time to create a roadmap for getting there. Set realistic intentions, break down those big goals into smaller, manageable steps, and celebrate each victory along the way. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is emotional resilience. Don't forget about journaling. It's like having a conversation with your inner self, a safe space to pour out your thoughts and feelings without fear of judgment. You can even use it to track your progress, reflect on your experiences, and celebrate your wins. Lastly, practice gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big or small. It could be as simple as enjoying a warm cup of coffee, taking a walk in nature, or spending time with loved ones. Focusing on the positive shifts your entire perspective and creates a ripple effect of happiness that spreads throughout your entire being. Alright, so let's say you're feeling overwhelmed by work stress. You have a huge deadline looming and your to-do list feels longer than the Nile River. You start to feel anxious, maybe even a little resentful. That's where self-reflection comes in. Instead of letting those negative emotions take over, you pause, breathe, and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? Where is this anxiety stemming from? Is there anything specific I can do to manage my workload better? By taking that moment to reflect, you create space between the trigger and your reaction. You gain clarity, identify potential solutions, and ultimately choose a more constructive response instead of succumbing to stress. Remember, cultivating inner strength is a journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to be honest with yourself. But the rewards are immense: increased resilience, emotional stability, and a deeper sense of peace and purpose. So take that first step today. Start by journaling your thoughts and feelings, identify those recurring patterns, and ask yourself those tough questions. You'll be amazed at what you discover. Want to continue this conversation? Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to self-reflection? What strategies have worked for you in the past? Let's learn from each other and build that inner strength together. Until next time, keep striving for that stoic mental armor. It's out there waiting for you, just gotta put in the work.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.